Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, hi, hi.
Happy 8 years officially.
Happy 8 years officially.
Yes.
How does it feel, baby?
I mean, I'm feeling 40.
That's two presidential terms.
Yeah. I mean,
coming up on
forget.
It.
Yeah, I was in my 20s when we started.
And now it's like crazy how time works. Like it's 8 years ago, you were in your 20s, and yet you're 40.
Yeah. Reminder to everyone, I'm rounding up since Dan turned 40. I'm still only 36.
All right. Yeah. So obviously 8 years, big life event for Come Through Queen. The news this week is a bunch of big life events for our Bravo Labs.
Yeah, so first of all, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Monica Garcia is pregnant.
I need Andy in a camera.
I know. I mean, it sounds like Nick Viall in a camera is like the best we can do for a lot of these Bravo celebrities these days.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like they're always on his show?
They're on his show, and then I feel like somebody was on Not Skinny, Not Fat.
Which is different than Call Her Daddy, right?
Which is different than Call Her Daddy. I don't think, like, the Bravo people go on Call Her Daddy that much other than, like, Ariana.
Yeah.
You know?
Because Call Her Daddy is, like, the second most successful, like, Spotify podcast, I believe.
I think so.
The first one being He Who Must Not Be Named.
Yeah. But then I also think, like, Dax Shepard is up there.
Ooh.
Right?
I think so. I think I recently saw the charts, and I think they're all like within the same realm.
And then us.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, it's like, it's, I almost said Joe Gunn. It's like Joe Rogan.
It should be Joe Gunn. If there's just Joe Gunn.
Call Her Daddy, Dax Shepard, then Come Through Queen.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, we've been appearing on the charts recently, a little bit.
I guess. Yeah, so I guess it was announced that the guy that Monica is having her child with, her fifth child, actually.
Yes, we've met the four girls,
the daughters. Is somebody who was a ski or snowboard instructor that appeared on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Wow. I mean, I have not sat for this interview. I saw the teasers. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wonder what she has to say. I feel like this could have been another gag.
Of course.
Like, imagine. Okay, let's say she had filmed. She was on the season. And this was revealed in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, much like last season, was kept from us.
Okay.
Which would be a bigger challenge because that's something that, like, physical changes over time, like people would be able to deduce eventually.
Thank you, biology. Or whatever.
Thank you, biology. But that would have had us all gagged once again.
Yeah, it's Heather yelling receipts, timeline, yeah. Another timeline.
Yeah, I do think we haven't seen the last of her.
I know. She could still like walk onto the screen.
Mm.
Also, like, let's get her somewhere else. Traitors, let's get her on challenge. Yes. Let's get her on.
I mean, I would imagine, though, like, those physical challengers are probably not ideal for a pregnant woman.
I caught Teen Mom Family Reunion the other day.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are all like adults like us who are still like around and like with their kids. I feel like she could walk on there. Macy's still there.
Okay. Macy's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep our eyes on Monica.
Okay. So let's move from Monica to Dubai trailer.
Yes.
Which we just rewatched.
We rewatched.
I'll read a little bit and then we can get back to
please.
It. So Chanel Ayan, Caroline Brooks, Sarah, Lisa Milan, and Caroline Stanberry will all be back in front of the reality cameras again, this time joined by new housewife Jennifer Aiden, a.k.a. Talene Marie,
okay,
who fills a spot vacated by founding Dubai housewife Nina Ali. Saba Youssef will also appear as a friend, and this will premiere on June 2nd.
June 2nd, which, first, and we've already commented on this in the past, I think.
2 years.
Well, it's been 2 years since it premiered, but also it's going to be a double header with Jersey, which I'm not really interested in. No, I'm not interested in Jersey. I'm not interested in watching two Housewives shows in one night.
I know, but it's on Sundays.
Even worse. Weren't you hating watching things on Sunday night? You wanted to do TikTok time in the nest?
Well, I do TikTok time in the nest, but at least it gives me time to watch. It's like not like it's like two on Wednesday
before we record. Yes.
In case I have like something going on, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the trailer.
Okay. I think there's things going on in the trailer. There's something very Aidian about our new housewife. Like, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. They both look alike and have the same demeanor.
Yeah. Like the straw that broke the camel back was like, it felt like Jennifer Aiden was at the table.
Of course. Yes. We're getting shifting alliances. Obviously, people are going to be talking about the Stanberry and Chanel Ayan like friendship.
That was teased during BravoCon, and I think that is maybe the saving grace to Dubai season two.
Yeah,
like that is something to tune in for.
Yeah, and I mean like Chanel Ayan. There's something watching the trailer. There's something so watchable and likable about her whenever she's on screen.
Star power, star quality.
But I also like the other dolls. Like, I do think that Caroline Brooks might have a moment.
She is such a weirdo, though.
I know. Well, Boston brings out the weirdos. As somebody who was born there, went to college there, and spends a lot of time there, I can say that.
I could say that as a weirdo seated in front of me. I do got to say, obviously this has low impact on the quality of the show, but I do love the Dubai full body confessional.
Yeah, it's great.
And I'm surprised like we haven't seen that anywhere else, but then like I guess let those girls have it.
Yeah, we get like one at the very beginning of the trailer, we get this like one great shot of Chanel Ayan in that red with like the red headpiece.
Loving Her Was Red.
And it's like not everyone can pull this off.
Yeah.
Not as iconic as the Carol Radswell confessional I posted like 2 weeks ago. It's like the Brent most middle of the road.
Brent is like, this is the most beautiful anyone has ever looked in a confessional. And it's Carol wearing a Forever 21, like, sleeveless top.
Where I think you can kind of see her undergarments.
No one has looked more beautiful.
No one has. I'm not, like, the most excited for this, but I am more excited than I was before seeing the trailer.
I think it'll do them good for there to not be five housewives airing at the same time.
Yeah.
Like if people want their fix, they're going to have to hit this up.
Yeah. Can you believe it was 2 years ago when I walked into that Mercedes dealership in Midtown to watch the premiere of Dubai in the middle of the day?
Wow. Yeah.
People we know were there.
Yeah.
I was seated behind Jackie Cox and Jan from Drag Race.
Yes, you were.
We were still the Dubai woman couldn't even like be here, so we like interacted with them on a screen.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
Anyways.
Okay.
One little like blip of a news item. That's not really a news item.
This was headline news on my feeds.
So I guess Andy was just walking around his neighborhood in the West Village. I guess, was that Tuesday?
Sure, that sounds right.
It's like Tuesday afternoon, and he stumbled upon the two best men.
The two best men.
On Bravo. And of course, we're talking about West and Amir.
West and Amir from...
Different summer houses.
Different summer houses, but a joint sleigh of summer housery.
And just like the power that West has, just like going in for a kiss with his boss. No, I guess not technically his boss.
Someone on the food chain.
Yeah. Then Amir King trying to copy too.
Well, I mean, he was getting from every angle, Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, these are two of the most charming men on Bravo.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we went from like charming Ayan to these two here.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that like West has not appeared on Watch What Happens Live yet.
Are you sure about that?
I thought in the video Andy said, "Oh, you're going to be on Watch What Happens Live the first time soon." I could be totally wrong.
I think you
show me.
Oh, I think Kyle and West were on together.
Were they?
Yeah.
Then they lied in the video, or I heard the video wrong.
Maybe he's just like, "Oh, you're going to be back. You're going to be back soon."
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm sorry for spreading fake news like Dan did in our Instagram yesterday.
Oh my god. I mean, I didn't realize people would fall for it.
We'll get to that in a second. But then, remember when we first saw Amir on Watch What Happens Live and we're like, this is getting Martha's Vineyard a second season.
Yeah, he worked very hard for that second season.
Yeah.
And I think this link up is working hard for like the crossover that we're begging for.
Totally. I mean, please, next summer, this summer coming up.
Yeah, this summer coming up, please. We know that Winterhouse took a break this year, thank God.
But it's like summer houses meeting up will be like the Flintstones and the Jetsons. It's like iconic.
It will be iconic, yeah.
Speaking of Summer House Martha, though, we have to say bravo to Preston Meacham.
Yes.
The Summer House Martha's Vineyard star is engaged after he popped a question to now fiance Donald Cooley during a European getaway on Tuesday, April 9th. People, I think it was Dave Quinn, can report that the happy news. One quote that I really liked from Preston that he released to People in a statement saying, "In a world where love between black queer men isn't always acknowledged or celebrated, we stand proudly together on this beautiful road together. Our journey is a testament to the beauty and strength of all of love in all its forms, and a commitment to always love and learn from each other. With hearts full of gratitude, we look forward to writing the next chapter of our lives together." And sorry, that is a quote from both members of the couple, not just Preston.
I am looking forward to, because later this season, we get to meet Donald. I think last year he was just living in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, Preston, I think, has really risen to the occasion on his second season of being, like, of a more foreground character for me.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, last year he was just kind of, like, giving commentary.
Yeah, and I think, like, part of this episode that we just watched this week, he kind of reflects on that.
Mm.
I think that, what's the name of the guy who came in originally and, like, took a poop in the bathroom? Yeah. I think, like, Preston was probably kind of affected by that.
Yeah, sure.
So that might be a part of it.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Congrats to Preston and Donald. Wow. Okay, shall we get to our shows?
Yeah, so let's go to
Potomac.
Yeah.
Part two of three. Okay. Sometimes, like, part twos are a little slumpy, but this at least met the energy of the first one.
I don't think it was slumpy at all. I think a lot happened here.
A lot happened here. Karen was kind of giving LVP once again this episode when we picked up last week, or we left off last week with the Jeremiah conversation about like who's his father, and like Karen wrapped it up real quick.
It's like, we don't talk about the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was like, he is going to grow up and see this one day. Like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. And like, even Andy, you could hear him being like, oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Like grand doming.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Wendy and Candace did not reach out to Mia.
Yes.
And
they both kind of apologize. Candace's reason is like, I don't really want to be a part of it. Mm. And someone makes the point like, you can like reach out and say, I'm sorry you're going through something without quote unquote being a part of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Mia in the 1,100 square foot apartment in DC.
How big is that?
Okay.
Like, how big's my apartment?
Well, yours is very vertical.
Top heavy.
But like, so you probably don't have a lot of square footage because like so much of it is air rights, really, in your home.
Okay.
I would say you're probably like maybe half that.
Okay. Still.
Yeah.
She's got like children.
Kids. Yeah. 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 we have, we go through many different Giselle conversations. We do dad, daughters, and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got to say about that?
Dad, sad. Thing about Giselle, and I think it was pointed out during this whole conversation, is she's not really like opening up in this conversation. I think a lot of us want to see resolution, especially between like her and Candace, maybe.
Yeah.
And Giselle just like, she's doing the like keeping straight face, not opening up, even about like her dad.
Yeah.
I mean, she's opening up about her dad in her own way, but like she's not able to receive what Candace is bringing forth, which like maybe she doesn't have to receive that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when Candace starts crying, when Giselle's talking about the dad, and Giselle's like annoyed that she's crying, when Mia says, Candace cries when the wind blows left. I used that one on you this week because you do cry when the wind blows.
I do. Yeah. I'll probably cry later this episode.
We have daughters again and the weaponization of daughters.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really get it, the weaponization of daughters. But...
Well, it was about when we were talking about the faces that Wendy and Candace were making.
Mm-hmm.
During like a conversation about where Grace was going to college and stuff. And then Karen has to answer for like why she didn't step in and grandom that situation.
I don't think Karen should have had to answer for that.
Yeah, that was like ridiculous. My opinion. Yeah.
And then
the ridiculousness of Jason.
It is. What are we doing here?
I mean, it's interesting that she's speaking of it in present tense.
Yeah, but I feel like we're making a lot of claims. I feel like we're trying to get us to believe a lot of things that might... I never got the vibes were actually true.
Yeah, like it was a promotional relationship.
Yeah, and like, to me, Giselle's been played so much by like actual relationships. Mm. So for her to like pretend that she's all hunky-dory with like him being spotted with this woman...
Yeah.
And like, oh yeah, he called me first.
Mm.
I just like don't know if I believe it.
But then also, I don't know if it was NECA or Mia saying like, oh, but you're like dating someone else now.
I think Mia was saying that.
Yeah.
And like Mia was like implying that like Giselle's like getting dicked down in like this like really great way.
Mm.
And that they're like both being, I guess, like quote unquote players, but still remaining like in this like situationship.
Yeah.
I had fun with the Jason of it all. It was fun to see the crossover on like the different shows, but I think we can move on.org.
We really needed Ashley and Giselle in the Winter House last season.
Exactly.
Like at least just to like to come in for a kiss and a ride down the slopes.
Giselle being twice their age.
Mother of the house. Okay. I wish this was explained better for my pea brain. But Candace versus Drew to Sidora, I was very interested in. And now we're comparing it to Katy Perry and Taylor Swift Bad Blood.
It sounds like what Candace was saying was that her and Drew work in different ways, and she's got a certain way of working and Drew doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think they like run in a similar circle of like performers and like that type of thing.
Sure.
And it feels like Candace might be at this point like a little more successful on the performing circuit than Drew is, because I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's definitely further along in her career musically right now than Drew is in her attempt to revive her music career.
Yeah, like Candace is actually touring.
Yeah.
In a way, Drew isn't. Drew obviously has like a movie career that is kind of in the past type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like we haven't seen Drew in forever, so I really don't know what she's up to.
I feel like there's rumblings that Drew is still part of Atlanta.
People are saying that it's going to be Drew, Kenya, Sheree, and Portia.
And how are we now like so many weeks out and we haven't seen them filming?
I know.
How is that possible?
It's tough. One person who was seen filming, though, that I want to mention that we should have put in the news.
Yeah.
That, which is not on either of these shows, but Shannon Bedore's daughter spotting Roni filming and like taking a photo of or a video of Jenna Lyons like outside of a restaurant, which I think was like in Bowery or something.
Yeah, probably
somewhere near NYU or wherever they go to school.
Yeah. Yeah. I that was interesting. But like that made me like, that's what made me think of Atlanta today. It's like, how have we not seen a single picture of cameras with the women?
I don't know, but I've heard there was like, okay, we spend too much time online where I like saw some tweet from like one of those stupid Bravo accounts that was like sirens. And like everyone in the comments was like,
oh my God. Oh,
is Atlanta coming?
Atlanta cast.
And it's like, no, nothing's happening.
Well, no, the sirens I believe were for a Dubai trailer. And I'm sorry to say, but like that, we don't need a siren for that.
Okay. Well then Christian Snow or whoever, get out of the comments. No offense to you if you listen.
Oh my God.
Is that bad? It doesn't matter.
Okay. And then we're like back to Candace versus Robin. The women have a conversation again about colorism that we like started last year during the reunion.
Nikki wasn't last year. That was the year before, right?
Nikki was the year before.
Because Nikki was pink. Last year was blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because last year was when like Andy gave the speech of like, we asked you if like you want me to moderate this or don't want me to moderate this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough convo and it feels like nobody's really landing on what they think should be the actual answer here.
Yeah. And then the husbands come out.
Yes. Jason should have been here.
Jason should have been there. We, so Chris Bassett.
Mm-hmm.
I was understanding what he was saying in terms of, you're asking me about this again.
Mm-hmm.
I have not talked to this woman since last time we had this conversation. I already said everything I wanted to say about it last time.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had nothing to add to this.
Yeah. And I think that's why it felt like he was getting aggravated. And then like Giselle said something along the lines of like, oh, why are you mad again? I thought we like did this last year. Yeah. But if you ask somebody about the same exact thing without having any conversation or any solutions in between, of course, I think somebody might get pissed.
Well, also like there were new spins on the conversation between Candace and Giselle that like he did not want to get involved in.
Yeah. And I'm sure that Robin and Giselle have said a ton of shit on Reasonably Shady in the past year or so.
Well, apparently they did say something about the limp penis screenshots or something. And that's the other thing we got into.
Yeah, so walk me through this part because it's like there's limp dick shots. Somebody claimed that they hooked up. He made her get an abortion, but then that person came out and like said that never happened.
Yeah. And then there was like the weird interaction of like him being like, I've never met this woman.
Yeah.
I've never met this. And Robin's like, well, we're not saying like, did you DM with her? Like what?
There's screenshots.
There's this. And he's just like repeating, I never met this woman.
But then it's like, Robin.
I know. Robin. Glass houses.
Yeah. I mean, like, did Chris go to the hotel and drop the credit card?
That is so iconic. Going to the hotel and dropping the credit card is quite iconic. And then we got G, chippy as can be. And the cliffhanger is like, he's about to reveal something.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Could you imagine if he like did a reveal where he was like wearing a gown?
Yes. To Martha?
To Martha.
To Martha. To Martha. The cliffhanger that we're picking up with is Nick talking to Summer and Jordan about being touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Which he definitely like, at least by the time he filmed his confessionals, like realized like, oh.
Like figured it out. Like Summer Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that. Shanice calling her mom. This mom. We need to fly her into the vineyard.
I know. In old Summer House, we used to do moms a lot.
Yeah, so let's do moms once again.
Let's do moms. Shanice.
A star.
So wild. Like, she is so all over the place, being like, oh, I just like want to get naked and do the slip and slide.
Okay.
And it's okay because Donald isn't there.
Slip and slide. This was like a fright, especially in the rain. And it was interesting to me that like Jasmine was participating.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like she knows her body and everything, but I don't even know. Have we talked about this on the podcast yet? Like I forgot that she was pregnant.
Right.
And now it makes sense. Like the, I'm not drinking this summer.
Yeah.
So now with the knowledge and she may have given birth by now.
Has she?
Probably.
Already?
I mean, if like this was filmed like gearing up to, this is like September 1st. Mm-hmm. We're around. So that's like 3 months. And now we're 3 months and change into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably like at this point, oh, I don't know if she gave birth or not. I think maybe she did. I'm feel crazy right now. But either way, I was like, oh, and then that's why like they're doing like all these editing moments this episode of like apple juice and like mm-hmm. this and that. I was like, oh, is she telling the cast members now that she's back to drinking and she's pretending to drink like wines and stuff?
I don't know because she like announced coming into the season that she wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, slip and slides are scary in general.
Mm.
Also, like doing slip and slides into, was it flip beer cups? Pong or flip cup?
Flip cups and then like drinking. Oh, my God, that's so scary.
I had a bad experience playing flip cup at Pieces once. It was my birthday years and years ago.
You loved playing flip cup at Pieces.
No, we used to play beer pong at Pieces. Oh, okay. I played flip cup there once.
Oh, okay.
It was my birthday and it was just like,
oh. Oh, my God.
Also, I always get confused by flip cup.
Oh, no, I love flip cup, but I feel like maybe this was like at a bachelor party once.
Mm-hmm.
We were like doing like drinking game Olympics, and flip cup was paired with like, you know, when you like, I think this was the pairing, like when you like
put your head on the bat,
on the bat and spin around.
Ugh.
Imagine trying to flip the cups in that state.
That's horrible.
That was a challenge.
Ugh.
Yeah. So they're playing the games and like, I was like, I want to go inside. This rain is like killing me.
Yeah. Well, you got to enjoy it. You're only on vacation once.
Yeah. The friends popping in,
mm-hmm.
Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle's into Hendrix.
Yeah.
But she's into Alex.
Noelle.
I mean, we could hop to the end with Noelle because Noelle like confessing her love to Alex. I was like, oh my God, abort mission.
It's giving Joseph.
It's giving Joseph, actually. Yeah, you're right. Oh my God.
But I mean, like, worse because, like, Noelle's new.
Yeah. Yeah. We have half the gang go out after the pool party.
Mm-hmm.
And then like half of them are giving bedsore girls.
Good.
Yeah. The next morning, the town hall meetings, for the same reason we had town hall meetings last year.
I know.
Phil and Mariah. And it's actually wild how every single person is wrong. I don't think there was one person who was like, hey guys, like, how can half of you be angry that this one person's coming?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half is angry that this person's coming. And then you're angry at each other for like not understanding why that person should not come.
Yeah. And we're already like buying plane tickets or accusing each other of already having the plane tickets.
So like, so Bria was like trying to make that like, this was a premeditated thing. Well, it's mm-hmm. like, well, you got to buy plane tickets. Like,
also, they're probably on like the call list if they're being invited to this television show where they're seemingly being compensated for potentially.
Yeah. So I just like, I feel like this was a step in the wrong direction for the season to even like be bringing them back.
I think like this trope of like their house meetings did not go well last season. So let's stay away.
Let's stay away from that. Like, we're just having fun this year.
And someone even was like, oh, it's like Silas is back.
Oh my God. Yes. I miss Silas. I gotta say, although then we have like the big Preston moment of being like, this is fucked up. Like, this is why I hate being the only gay person in this house.
That's what we're all saying. And I feel like I think Preston, of all the singular gay person that are invited to these shows, he is doing the best because he naturally gets along with people a lot better. But it's like, we as gay people have been asking you for years to invite two of us.
Two. Let's invite two.
And don't do what you did in OG Summer House with Steven and like invite him and then like cast somebody off of the street.
Yeah, as a fake date.
Yeah.
Okay. The only other big thing, which I couldn't really wrap my head around, is like Summer and Jordan screaming at each other at dinner. But it felt like a tone thing and less of a substance thing.
It literally was. I think Summer talks about Jordan's tone in it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get more with Jordan. I think we got a little bit of her talking about her hair in this episode, like last a passing thing. And I think we're going to get like a sit down conversation about it.
Yeah.
So I bet you a lot of that
is stress
is at play right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we want to talk more about Noelle?
Sure, yeah.
Her sitting this guy down and being like, and she admits it. She's like, I've got this thing where I become infatuated by somebody and then I become easily jealous.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, but how long have we known him? How many days are we in this house so far?
Like maybe five.
So like that's one thing. Where I turn around to Joe, where I can give Joe credit, because at least she's been...
there for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But also, like, she was flirting with Hendrix the night before.
I know. Well, she said that in the conversation with Alex. And I feel like he was very taken aback, being like, what do you mean you have an infatuation with me, and you're already, like, talking about how you're acting towards me while flirting with other guys? I feel like he didn't quite get...
yeah.
What she was putting down.
Sure.
Maybe that's just like a girl from Georgia can relate. Well,
you know better than me.
Yeah.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, shall we go to Vanderpump Rules?
Let's go.
We pick up with Screaming on the Beach.
Okay. Thrilling episode.
I would say not as good as last week's.
Okay. But we have new players really in the mix in a way that I felt like was important.
Okay.
I mean, we've got Joseph.
Well, I mean, Joseph's not on the beach, but yes, she does show up later. Yeah.
We've got Joseph. I mean, like, our Virgin Mary did marry a Joseph, so that's important. Tori.
Oh my God, Tori, yes. Who actually like feels like Sophia Umansky adjacent.
Same age too.
Yeah.
Freaks me out with these like almost 40 adults. Year olds like hanging out with this 21 year old.
Different generations.
Yeah. So Screaming on the Beach.
We also, and then we also have Tom's new assistant who shows up later.
Oh yeah.
Who seems to be like friend to assistant.
Craig.
Craig, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Screaming on the Beach. And that's when, like, Tom takes Tom away to one of those, like, beach bars we always end up at.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. Ariana's right. Like, in a normal world, why are you shoving this man down my throat?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not in a normal world.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she is working within the show still. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to exhibit a normal world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is she off of Broadway now? I walked by the theater today, and I was, like, looking for a sign of her.
No, yeah, no. She posted something about, like, I guess, like, there's some ritual, like, for someone's, like, last day on that show. Like, they do something. She posted about that.
What's the ritual?
I like, they sing a song. They both blow out a cake. Gun. Oh, they shoot guns?
No, do you know the, like, the famous song from Chicago, We Both Reach for the Gun?
Yeah, they all reached. Gun. Yeah. Yeah, no, she's done. But no, she's got, I'm sure she's got to like prepare for Love Island or whatever.
She got a DSW deal.
She got a DSW deal. Don't cry for me.
Give one to Joe.
Give one to Joseph. give her a hair dyeing deal. L'Oreal.
Are the laymen loving Joe as much as I am?
No. I think Joe's sweeping the nation. I do think.
I'm like, this is Joe's show now.
This is Joe's show. Especially like when we don't have Christina Kelly, like we have to latch on to something.
Focus on someone.
And like she's the one to focus on. Okay. We're still like hanging out by the beach. Tom's narrative about like, I don't know how Ariana will live if like we're not living together. Like she won't know how to buy pens.
She can't pay a bill.
And like every time he like brings up pens, it makes me start thinking of like the we can't be friends. Nee, nee, nee. Like Ariana sings something like paper and pens in that song.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of like these two.
Ariana Grande. Oh yeah.
She's singing about Ariana Maddox.
Here's the thing. As a human adult,
you can't buy pens.
You don't really need to buy pens that much. You just kind of like get them places.
I actually like, I'm drowning in pens. Like
me too.
Pens just like come upon me and I can't shake them off.
Yeah. I'm like always like, I can reach into any bag I have now. I'll have like, oh, there's a pen right in front of me.
Oh my God. Of course. See, I told you I can't shake it off.
Pens are the easiest thing to come by. Batteries is tough.
Batteries are tough. And batteries like take effort, take planning, because you have to have the battery before it runs dry.
I know. And so then you try to like get the juice out of the battery, like try to like...
Oh, spin it?
Spin it.
Yeah,
it
maybe
works.
Maybe you could spin it for a day while you wait for the delivery to arrive. But we have a nice stock in the freezer.
I now have a stock too.
In the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the chicest place to put batteries.
I know.
And then when you take it out and it's cold, it feels like... so fresh.
Yeah. Speaking of batteries, can I talk to you about Mercury in retrograde?
Because how does that have to do with the battery?
Because it's related technology. To electronics.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Never in my life has Mercury in retrograde really snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Literally, like, all my apps are failing all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly restarting my phone. My TV wasn't working for a second the other day. I'm like, what is going on?
I know. I was playing Marvel Snap. It was so buggy. Like the animations were loading so slowly. And then you told me about it being in retrograde right now. I was like, well, now it's
makes
all
sense.
Adding up.
Yeah. I think it actually started with my TV and the batteries.
And then, like, is that connected to the eclipse?
I think it's all connected. It's been a weird week for a lot of people. Mm. They're saying I sound like I'm on bitch sesh.
Wait, did you look?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. We found like we did not get glasses, but glasses came upon us, right?
Yeah. So
much like pens.
Exactly. Pens and glasses.
It's like the people crying that you can't get eclipse glasses. Like
I was in Madison Square Park, mm. and some man was handing them out of a bag, and I looked up.
Oh my God, that's so kind.
And then I walked half a block to go back to my office, and some woman was like, oh, where'd you get glasses? And I was like, you can have mine.
Mm, so see, pay it forward. Pass it on, pay it forward.
Because what am I going to do with those?
It's kind of crazy that the dolls like drove all around for this. Because I know you have to like be in a certain spot for it to be like super duper, but like,
I saw what
I needed
to say.
It was pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't need to like pay like $1,000 for a hotel. Like
I know.
I got it.
Sorry for the dolls who are listening.
Oh my God. If you're a doll who like traveled for the eclipse, like I hope it was good.
We know a doll who did it.
Oh. Okay. Back to the pump dolls. Okay, so now we have this Tory chick on the scene.
Okay. A 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Girl with like half pink hair.
Yeah.
Which is good for her. But I mean, 20, like Katie is my age.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not ever hearing from a 23-year-old.
Mm. You were back in the day.
When I was in your late
20s. Yeah. But you loved a 23-year-old.
Don't spread that narrative.
In your late 20s, it's okay. It's okay in your late 20s. Oh my God, you're blushing.
My mid-20s.
Well, it's crazy like to think Alex was 27 when we started dating.
Yeah, and you were in your what, like
40s? No, I was how am I in my 40s? I was like still holding on to 30.
Okay. I was Alex's age when you started dating him, mm-hmm. and I was over the mid 20s mm-hmm. people.
Okay. 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 It was funny when Katie called Schwartzy and was like, your stuff's on the beach, and he's like, oh, thank you for getting it. He's like, no, I'm just telling you it's here.
I like think whatever the relationship is happening between them is actually
sexy and good.
Iconic.
Sexy, unique.
I think it's sexy, unique, and sometimes it happens in a restaurant.
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay. We got Sheena and Lala consoling Ariana crying in the beach bar.
Yeah, but
only to go off later. And
those two snakes, they're like the two eels from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, they really are.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam. Although, I really gotta say, and this might be a bad look on me. I've never enjoyed Lala more than this season.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's entertaining, I guess, but, like, her behavior off screen, which I know, like, shouldn't matter to on screen.
I guess I'm not, like, paying close enough attention.
She's always, like, running her mouth.
Mm, she's trying to get popped.
She's trying to pop Ariana, and by pop, she means unfollow.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to get popped? Is, like, I would say, like, a top 20 thing that, like, stays in my brain from Bravo. TV.com.
Well, we know your broken brain, so it's not that surprising.
Oh my God. Alex and I found, well, no, I found it and I passed it along to him. Like, we quote so often in this house Camille Grammer saying, no, it's true. It's true. And like, we've just been like saying it from memory, but I actually found the clip online and now we're able to use it digitally as well.
It's really beautiful when you and your husband can find a clip online and use it digitally.
I know. That's just like showing love at work.
I keep on making eye contact with your two copies of Marcia Clark's books, and it's so weird because of
oh my
this
God,
day.
Day of all days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the Lala and Joe date.
Oh, at the hot dog place.
At the hot dog place.
I've driven by that place a million times in my life.
I didn't realize it was a famous place.
I don't know if it's famous. I just have driven by it because it's a hot dog.
Okay.
So you notice it.
Sure. Joseph.
Gordon Levitt, yeah.
I guess Lala's like, oh, so like our problem with you is like you knew about what was going on with like Tom Sandoval and Rachel or whatever. But Joseph's like, I don't know anything.
Who are these people?
Like, who are these people? Like, why do I have to like come and report anything? She didn't say that, but like, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, why does Joseph have to go and report?
I guess because like the way she's being introduced to this like group is like she's talking about like she's like now in this friend group, but like they all hate her.
Although she's been around for years.
Yeah.
And was a duty friend.
Yeah. And I mean, like, she like spent Thanksgiving with Sandoval and Ariana like the year before this was filmed. So like, I guess 2022.
Okay. I need to know. I think I'm an episode behind on Pump After Show. I need to know if Duty has talked about Joe yet on After Show.
I wonder.
Or like maybe she has like briefly, but I need her to go into detail. I need to know like how long were they friends? What was the nature of their friendship? Why did it stop? I need like a lot. I'll need long form on Duty and Joe.
But could you imagine the two of them in a space?
They actually like work beautifully together.
Sure. we have to talk about the hair dye.
Oh my god, that was Joe's parting gift.
But also, like, is that how you do it? Didn't she seem lost at her job? No offense, and I'm Joe's biggest fan.
That's not the way you speak of your idol.
Yeah. I'm. What are her fans called?
The Technicolor Dreamcoats.
We need to workshop that.
Sure. I mean, if she was aiming for orange, we got there. Although there did seem to be like a scene later where like we maybe went in for like round two and cleaned it up a little bit.
Well, because it's like there's a lot of protocols for when you do this kind of bleaching. I think that's my question. Yeah. I think like a lot of purple shampoo is supposed to be involved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Purple shampoo.
I mean, because we do have an expert in our close personal circle.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah. I mean, he was going for the honey mustard girl.
He was going for the honey mustard. Yes. okay. So, it's just interesting that who was like really leading the charge? It was like James and maybe Katie talking about like he's doing this to cover his grains.
Oh my god. It was James leading the charge for sure. And there's a whole montage of different dye jobs that Tom Schwartz had.
Yeah.
I didn't notice a one throughout the entire like decade I've been watching this person on television.
Yeah, I gotta say he had me fooled.
Yeah.
But it's like just embrace it. Babe?
Yeah, look at us.
Look at... Oh, well, you're saying us, but it's me.
I've got grays coming in.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, mine are, like, so blinding that it's distracting from yours. Okay. Lala and Sheena at the sperm bank.
I don't know why that made me laugh. the transition from talking about our grays to Lala and Sheena at the sperm bank.
Like, the size of this, like... foyer or meeting room was just like jarring.
Yeah.
Like on the biggest set we've ever seen on Red Room Rules. I guess that's what happens in LA. You just have so much room.
And Lala's right? always being like in these different spaces to people, you can drink.
Yeah. And that's where we're like turning on Ariana once again.
Of course, predictable.
And don't like the four main girls meet up again later this episode? And they all hate each other. They're like fighting again.
It was like definitely the Katie versus Lala moment Katie finds out that Lala went to the hot dog stand with Joe.
Oh, yes. It's truly, this show is misery. No, but it's so much fun. No. I mean, like, I'm having fun watching the misery. They are miserable.
Of course, yeah.
It makes no sense.
That's how you're supposed to be with your friends.
The premise of the show makes no sense. Everyone is so miserable. People in their relationships are miserable. Friendships are miserable. Dye jobs are miserable.
Yeah.
Everything is miserable.
Except Joe is a beautiful, Joe happy creature.
Is the shining light in this program. And...
And then we just need Christina Kelly back. Wouldn't Joe and Christina Kelly be an ultimate like friendship? Don't they look like they could be twins? But like, you know how sometimes a twin is blonde and one's brunette?
Christina Kelly would be so disgusted by Joe. Like, she wouldn't be able to stomach her. And yet, like, both of them are my favorite.
No, it'd be like the Parent Trap. Like, they're opposites.
Oh, but the same. Okay. Sure. Poor Joe. Okay, Joe. I believe she, too, is she in her 40s as well, along with, like, the Toms?
I'm sure.
I think, I could be wrong. I don't know what's worse, if she is or if she isn't. But there's just like something so sad about what's going on, right?
Her being hopelessly devoted.
Yeah, to this like terrible man.
Who's like telling her like, oh, I'm like, I'm getting dates. I'm like getting girls' numbers. Like,
there's so much happened this episode. They went on the singles night?
They went on the singles night.
Oh my God.
That fucking, that Kyle guy playing wingman.
Oh my God. I've had about enough of him, you beast.
Yeah, and just like the way that Sandoval goes up and gets numbers from girls, like actually, I will say, I think there's like something really weird of walking up to an entire group of people being like, hey, like if I bought your friends around, what would you guys like want for like shots? It's like, first of all, you're sober.
Yeah.
So that's weird already. Yeah. Also, like don't buy the whole group. Mm. Also, don't buy shots. You're 50.
You're 50. We're rounding up. Yeah. I felt so bad when Joe like was on the by the island and then on the couch and then running out of the apartment.
I know. She's a, some of us are fight, some of us are flight. She's definitely flight. We've so, seen it.
Oh yeah, she's run like 3 times. Mm-hmm. It's like Judas.
Yeah. It's also like Kyle Richards getting out of that restaurant.
So am I to believe that we have this great Joe episode and now she's going to be gone until the reunion?
We need to get her like doing some pickup scenes.
Who can she, film with?
Christina Kelly. Hello. Okay, okay,
yeah. She like as she's like running out of Tom Schwartz's like apartment, like tears like streaming from her eyes. She like mistakenly bumps into Christina Kelly, like pushing her stroller. And Christina's like, oh, I'm so sorry. What's wrong? And Joe's like, I just need to call my dad. Chris is gonna, I was like, I'll be your dad.
Please. Please make it happen. I mean, like, she's making it to the reunion further than Christina ever, Kelly has ever gone.
T. And then, like, paintball was scary.
Oh, I do want to play that, though.
Oh, yeah, you and Peach Lark were talking about that. Yeah. I don't think I want, like, I feel like the two of you would, like, hold the paint gun, like, to my head. And, like, as that man said, like, body parts can be blown off. Yeah, yeah, I don't think I want to participate. But happy for everyone.
Great.
Shall we go to the valley?
Yes. Just go over the hill from the concrete jungle.
Yeah. It's like, I'm 40 now. I need to be in the valley. We're picking up at Capri night.
Oh, yeah.
This is a lot of, like, running around and chasing each other in this, like, listing that we're at.
We're at the listing.
Yeah.
Because Jesse is a realtor. He used to work for Hollywood and Highland.
Mm. Okay.
Hilton and Highland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Hollywood.
That's
Hollywood
an Highland actual cross street. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do love what's going on here in terms of like, Kristen's like, I am so sorry for repeating what I heard. Also, they're like, no, you have to stop saying that. You have to stop saying that.
Kristen being like the veteran that she is on this type of show, managing to make herself the outcast in what, 4 episodes?
But like still able to take them all on.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
A weaker woman would crumble or flee.
Yeah.
And she's just getting it from every angle. she's like got pregnant women waiting in the wings, like eavesdropping on her conversations mm-hmm. with gays. She's got the girls running around in circles. We're doing indoor, outdoor fights. We've got Luke, a young man of 32, fighting for her honor.
You're obsessed with that.
When he said that later during dinner, I go, well, I'm 32. I was like, those aren't your exes. I was like, do you mean 42, sir?
He looks like Abraham Lincoln, doesn't he?
But like Abraham Lincoln, like in the time machine, and then like the people who found Abraham gave him the modern day like makeover.
Yeah, everyone else has compared him to Van Gogh as well.
Oh, but with both ears.
Oh, yeah. But we'll see by the end of the season. Yeah.
Kristen's going to be like, ah! like, spit it into the street.
Did you see, you know, For to Drink, Dakota?
Yes.
He posted a photo side by side of him and Zach talking about how they have similar haircuts. It was like a self-drag, but in a funny way.
Yeah, it is Dakota. A self-drag, I fear.
No, but I mean, like, Dakota's a king.
Get him on the Valley. Can we get two gays?
We can't seem to get multiple gay people in a room in the most gay city in the U.S., which is Los Angeles.
I mean, to jump ahead for a moment, like the gala that we went to later on was like in honor of a gay man. And then that gay man is there, but it felt like him and Zach could never like
be on camera at the same
moment. Even though they were at the same event, like two gay men could not stand next to each other. That's like the rule of the filming. Okay. Anything else you want to touch on before we leave Capri?
No.
Okay. I do love like the narrative of like, and I think this gets woven throughout this episode of like, oh, Janet's the mastermind.
Oh, yes.
She is doing a lot of dancing because she was party to this. Very clearly.
I know. I've also seen something online about her. I saw like a photo of her from years ago. There was apparently like a group protesting maybe Airbnb.
Yeah.
And she was standing outside with a blanket around her holding up a dry erase board that said, "Stop protesting. I need to sleep in."
That's very, oh God, what's that diva's name? From Roni, friend of...
Elise?
It's very Elise Lane culture of like...
being protested.
Being caught up in a protest on the wrong side of the street.
I don't think they were protesting her, but I think she was like, she was counter-protesting them.
No, but I actually do think she might... Like, I think like...
She owns a lot of Airbnb.
No, I think she was like dating someone who might have been like Airbnb being one of the apartments in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I don't think that's Bible. This could be misinformation.
Yeah, Google that Elise Lane protest. The photos are wild.
Oh my God.
My favorite like thing to come out of like early COVID just like was me discovering that.
Yeah. That was important journalism. Okay. We're touching down hard on Jax and Brittany. Situation.
I know. Now that we know that they are RIP.
Yeah. She's on the cover of like Us Weekly.
Us Weekly. Yeah. About the end of her marriage. Also, did you hear a big part of it is that he claimed on the Traitors that she
on House of Villains.
Stroke? On House of Villains that she had a stroke and she was like, I never had a stroke.
I know. I miss that on House of Villains. I watched the two episodes he was on. It must have like really washed over me.
Yeah.
And then like, in what context is he saying that she had a stroke?
I don't know.
I do remember him like, I don't know if you watch or not. Like he was giving advice to like one of the Love is Blind people of like how to like monetize and like make money off of reality.
I watched the first episode and he was very much in that thing. And he was like trying to start shit with the guy who just come off of Love is Blind, the episode that I watched with you, actually.
Yeah.
I just like, we need a new Free Britney movement.
Well, she's freeing herself, it sounds like.
I know, but like, we really need to like, I feel like we need to get her in a place where she's comfortable. I don't know if we need the Valley or Los Angeles for her.
Oh, you think she needs to return to the homeland?
Didn't say that.
Oh.
But I think like Kristen Doty might go somewhere outside of LA that's still in California, because the non-negotiable for Luke is that he does not want to live in LA, and Kristen's non-negotiable is she does not want to leave California. So what will they do?
Well, California is a big state.
I know. So I think they'll go to Ojai. I don't know anything about California.
Go to Sacramento?
That's way up there.
I know.
That's Lady Bird.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Beanie's in that.
Let's. Okay. What else? Oh, the dudes went to the carnival together.
Which.
Okay. What?
I don't know. Just dudes going to carnival.
Yeah.
It wasn't as charming as when the Summer House kids went to the carnival in the very first episode of the season.
Well, yeah, it wasn't all hands on deck.
Because exactly. West wasn't there.
West wasn't there. Amir wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're prepping for this gala?
Yes.
Oh, before we prep for the gala.
Massage?
Kristen and Luke are having a romantic date because they need to F so that she could have a baby.
And Brittany and what's his name from iCarly Danny? Are setting up. Yeah.
So Danny and Nia are in real time. We are watching them realize they don't want to be on the show, but they're still participating to some degrees. Danny doing the sexy time set dressing for Kristen and Luke.
But the fact that he's doing it with Brittany, and then they have to walk in and deal with Luke's big, big dog, which I'm a dog person, but that's a big dog.
We're smartly using some battery-operated candles, but then also using live flames.
Good.
And this dog is knocking shit over left and right.
Yeah.
It is a miracle the apartment complex did not set on fire.
Yeah, and then Kristen's talking about it at the gala, just implying that she laid down, and they're I don't know. Do straight people talk about this like this?
Straight people talk about this.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, and then we ended up at the gala, which everyone has to go to, but it's another opportunity for us to all fight with each other.
Which I love.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you have to say about the Valley?
No, I think it's a good show getting off its feet.
Getting on its feet.
Yeah.
Are we getting a... I would imagine we're going to get a reunion. It has good ratings.
Yeah, they'll give it a reunion.
I know, but I also can't imagine it's a very long season, because usually season ones are pretty short. So yeah, I wonder...
We'll see. I'm sure we'll get... We need programming.
Yeah, we need programming. Okay. Why don't we go to Montauk?
Yeah, another start of an episode at an Italian dinner.
Another Italian dinner.
Capri,
wow.
Capri, specifically, right?
My people.
Yeah.
Just keeping us afloat.
Yeah.
This is yet another mother-father fight.
I know. Kyle and Amanda are down bad this episode.
So remember in the beginning of the season, my fan theory of they're putting on a show.
Oh.
I don't think that they are.
I don't think that's true. It's not great.
Yeah. The Kyle, even when he... Okay, so it's when he goes out or even during parties at home, he always ends up sitting in the kitchen by himself for an hour and then stumbling into bed.
Last week it was kind of funny. He was someone walked through and asked him, and he was listening to some artist.
Hans Zimmer.
Yeah. Which
this time he was just watching Jesse Bone in the hot tub.
Oh yeah. Who wouldn't want to watch? Just kidding. But that wasn't even after Italian dinner. That was the second night they were there.
Yeah.
Because we did the beach, which I hate when they do the beach.
Yeah. Especially a sport at the beach.
Well, I don't mind the sport. The thing that I don't like about the way Summer House films the beach is we've touched on this.
Yeah, the distance.
They're so far from the water.
Okay.
And so they're just in the hottest sand possible. And like we finally, Amanda and Kyle did go fight by the water.
Yeah, you were like felt refreshed.
Yes.
The fight by the water was a bad one.
Yeah. There were antics before that. Like we got to give it to Kyle for putting on that little bathing suit.
Yeah.
I guess.
Giving Pam Anderson.
Yeah. I mean, Paige DeSorbo.
Oh.
Is there a funnier person on television?
I would say one of the greatest comedians.
I think like move over.
Joy Behar?
Well, no.
Oh.
Sit right next to Joy Behar.
Sit right next to Joy Behar. Paige would do well on The View.
I think so.
Very like front page news.
They're injecting this thing into The View. Like they obviously did a lot of Scandal last year. So they had like Ariana and Lala, but on Behind the Table, which is The View podcast.
Yeah.
Brian Tetta, who's the EP, always asks Alyssa Farah Griffin. He always does a Bravo section of the podcast when she's on.
Okay, okay.
So I'm hoping more Bravo people come.
Okay, question from the audience. When did Alyssa Farah Griffin join?
So she tried out for like a season when a lot of other Republicans were.
Yeah.
And so I think this is, I think she's on full time for her season and a half. So I think she did like
last year,
September to summer. And then this is like halfway in.
Or like close to. Oh, I forgot. They go all the way to like July.
They go to, July.
And then they take like August off.
Yeah. And the dolls love her.
It just feels, it's strange because like for so long in The View, there was no stability. And now it feels like this cast isn't going anywhere until like someone wants to retire.
Too much stability. That's why they're doing antics.
Yeah, that's why they're doing antics.
No, but even like Joy, Joy's always like talking about how much she loves Alyssa.
We were saying recently at like Don Lemon's wedding that like Joy has never looked better.
Yeah.
At 81.
She was serving, I think she's even 82 at this point.
Okay.
And apparently she was like late to Don's wedding. So we got like the paparazzi photos of her walking in.
With what's his face?
With Steve.
Steve, yes.
And a lot of people like, sometimes when I post like paparazzi photos, people think that like I'm lensing.
Well.
Like people in my life think that like, oh yeah, I'm outside the church for Don Lemon's wedding.
Oh, people in your life. Like family members?
Yeah. Friends, acquaintances.
Can you name a friend? Can you phone a friend?
I don't want to name anyone on air.
I know. Okay.
Because it's like obvious. It's like obviously a paparazzi photo, and like I don't know. It just goes into the whole media literacy thing.
No, but also friends and family. Brendan's phone is usually like 5 years behind, so the photo quality is going to be not quite paparazzi.
Hey, my phone's like in great shape right now.
Okay. Well, you were just talking about how Mercury in retrograde was like fucking it up.
I know, but like I posted a story that I actually posted a paparazzi seeming video today on my story that I would stand behind as far as good quality.
Okay. Lens by Brendan.
It was in Times Square with one beanie.
With one beanie felt scene. Okay. We really went crazy just now.
We went to The View, The View podcast, Don Lemon's wedding.
Beanie felt scene. Okay. We've got. We were talking about like volleyball. And how we both play. I played it in high school. Did you have to play it or no?
It was like a normal PE activity.
Yeah, it was like one. I would say like of all the ones that like come up in rotation, it'd be the one where I'd be like.
I think also because.
Oh, God.
Of the ability to play it inside, too.
Yeah.
Like we could play it in the gym when we couldn't go outside.
Well, especially us in the wintertime.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like. When people are like sending that ball over the net,
a lot of pressure.
Look out!
I know.
It's like coming down like a cannonball.
Okay, heterosexual people love nets. Think about that.
Nothing but net.
They love volleyball. They love tennis. They love pickleball. What does that say about them? I think that means they're too confined by nets and strains.
Okay,
they need to break out.
Break out from the net. We. We go back to the house. This was like a strange eating day too. They're eating breakfast at like 11:50.
And then they have to be out by 12:30.
They have to make sandwiches.
Well, yeah. And like Sierra announces as they're like out the door, like, hey, food situation on the beach is you have to make your own sandwich.
Yeah.
And then they all get back and they're obviously like all like tipsy turvy. So they like start putting in like frozen pizzas.
Frozen pizzas, stuff for the grill, etc.
And we're doing a split cast night.
We're doing a lot of split cast nights. And I got to give them credit because like, people are rallying who would normally not want to rally, like one Paige DeSorbo.
Yeah.
She wants to be home in bed.
I know, but she's out in the club. And I was thinking about something also. Mm. Since Andrea's a guest star this season, so he's not out in the Hamptons all the time, I think he might have made a calculated choice to stay back in the house because he knows he comes across well as a TV character when he's holding court with the girls.
Mm.
So it was him, Lindsay,
Sierra,
and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Andrea knows that, like, the girls love him.
The girls love him. He's doing every morning the coffee delivery service.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like last week I talked shit about Jesse Solomon, but this week he re-won me over.
Well, I think that might have been that may be partially due to the mid-season trailer where you teared up.
Well, it's not even that, but like, this last week he was like to me kind of giving like creepily. This
but
week,
him boning, he's like you're like the creepily is no longer with us.
Well, I mean like he boned consensually
and gave compliments.
Yeah, he was giving more like doofy guy this time. Like when he was like singing a song to his pants as they were coming off. Do you remember that?
You know me? Oh yeah, the underwear song.
Yeah,
it's like you take off your underwear and you forget what's under there. I wonder if like your love for him grew due to a lack of West.
Maybe.
So you're like, I gotta love somebody.
Yeah. We need, I mean, yeah, of course. And of the men to love in this house, I used to love Carl, but
no,
right now he's corny Carl. It's like everything he does is so like being like, we're gonna do volleyball and we're gonna be the surfers versus the lifeguards.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like me in fourth grade talking to like the losers on the playground.
Talking to the losers. Ah! Oh my god. Okay.
And then we can't love Kyle. I'm so sorry.
It's tough to love him.
So I mean we've
no, but he made you laugh and when he was like on the beach towel and
he made me
bikini.
Laugh. But then we've got Andrea who it's like he's almost too beautiful to look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, he's too beautiful. I don't get it, man.
You don't get Andrea?
No, I don't get like how do you like
look like that?
Ever eat a single strand of pasta?
Well, I think...
Genetics.
Italians live different lifestyles.
I'm Italian.
Okay, you're Italian-American. You're Italian-American who never goes on a walk.
No, I'm walking all the time.
From the car into the front door.
Sometimes where I park from my office, it takes a few blocks. Sometimes.
Tough life.
Sometimes. Some of the time. Okay, so did anything happen interesting while we were out and about?
We talked about how Danielle and Lindsay are good again.
And then Kyle's like crying in the club.
Of course.
Because there were no pictures of him in Amanda's phone.
Well, and because he's been day drinking all day, then he orders a martini out at the
espresso
club.
Espresso martini.
Yeah.
Ooh, those espresso martinis are scary.
And then he's the one who decides to stay back with Jesse Solomon. Which I guess makes sense because like men with men, but it's like...
Men with men.
Kyle, I'm sorry. After what you just heard from your wife on the beach about getting in at 4 a.m., I will give him a little bit of credit. He made it in at 3:55.
Just under the clock.
And if he didn't sit in the fucking kitchen like diddling or whatever he was doing, he would have made it up to the room sooner.
My man. Okay. So... Like, we were wrapping up, and, like, we were just over the halfway point. I was like, are we going to get next weekend? We didn't. We had a lot of, like, home scenes.
Okay, well, I loved West in the park with his great aunt.
Who you said is akin to Bunny Mob.
There's a lot of older New York women who give the same vibe.
So, in case you're not understanding, if you're not picking up what we're putting down, Bunny Mob... Okay. Leah Mobb's mom is, in Brendan's mind, the prototype of older New York mom. And everyone is just a variation on Buddy Mob.
Yeah, like the ones who like live like on the west side of Manhattan. Like they all have longer, but like, you know, medium length. Like they've let themselves go silver.
Silver.
They're all like stately women. They all have a margarita in their cup.
Yeah, I Jesse Solomon's mom pops up in the midseason.
She's also giving
another Buddy Mob.
Buddy Mob.
It's like, look to your left, look to your right. If you're in like the Upper West Side, you're surrounded by Buddy Mob.
And I will say, like earlier in Summer House, like even though she doesn't live here, Carl's mom gives
an older Pokemon
evolution of a Buddy Mob. I think a younger one.
Oh yeah, I mean the younger. Yes, yeah, so young. Yeah. Oh my God. She's like, no, Buddy Mob. Like, she's like, Grandma Mom, Buddy Mob. No, she, Carl's mom gives a little older than she is, probably.
Yeah. I mean, well, she's lived through a lot.
Yeah.
But I will say, I did enjoy, I felt like West's, was it great aunt or aunt? I felt like they said great aunt.
Great aunt. Yeah, for sure.
I do think she had some life advice to give.
I loved how she inspired him.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, like come visit me in the city. And then he's amazed by like the taxi cabs driving as he's going to sleep.
He's like, I'd go to sleep and all I would hear was honking and I just loved it.
I give me more of this one.
Yeah.
Both of them.
And I mean, they were talking about him interviewing at Complex and he has gotten the job since.
Lo and behold.
And then we got Sierra with her
modeling agent.
Yeah, who looks like every gay guy I know.
I like when she walked in and hugged him and before maybe even the Chiron dropped, I was like, is this just like a gay friend? And then like he's the agent. I was like, oh, can I do this? I want to be Sierra's agent.
Also, we were in his home, right? Home/office.
It felt like a home office and like she's just on his TV.
Yeah, and then we're uncorking the champagne just into the space.
Yeah. Of course.
When people do the I'm gonna like make a show out of the uncorking, I'm like, I'm wearing glasses, but most other people aren't, so I'll be safe.
You'll be safe.
I might have to go to the eye doctor.
Glasses are almost like less safe because it could like shatter.
Oh, true. But there's at least some protection. Other people, like the thing, wasn't there a big famous person in like the UK in like 2016 who this happened to and they like lost an eye?
Are glasses, are they still made of glass these days? Oh, yeah, they are. I don't know. Like for some reason, I'm like, are they made of plastic? No, they're made of glass. Oh, I'm giving bimbo right now. They're just so lightweight. It's hard to believe sometimes. Well, these glasses I'm wearing right now are very lightweight.
Yeah, but it's like glass is light. You're holding a glass.
I know, but this is heavy. Well, I guess it's full.
Oh my God.
No, we're just laughing and loving. Okay. We are in couples therapy. And I was worried the vibe was going to end on this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to end this way.
With Taryn
giving us life advice.
I will say, Taryn felt young.
Yeah.
And she did feel like a fan.
Aren't we all?
Now do you wonder if you could somehow be there?
Can I be there? Counselor? I mean, I feel like
you'll be Sierra's agent and their like life coach.
Yeah. I wonder, here's a question for the audience. If you're in therapy and you have a younger therapist, does that make you feel funny? Sound off in the comments below.
I think that goes like throughout all like kind of medical, right?
When you're at the hospital, everyone is like younger than you because they're all like fresh out of, it's like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. But I was thinking more about like if you've had like people you go to regularly throughout the years. Like
Sure.
My GP and then like my dentist, though my dentist is around my age.
Yes.
but I don't. I probably need a therapist. Maybe Taryn's available.
No, I mean, the lesson is like, go to a fan. So if you're listening to Come Through Queen and you happen to be a therapist and you happen to be younger.
Yeah, especially.
Especially if you're younger than 40.
There's a lot to learn from young people.
I believe the children are the future.
Truly. Not a great song to invoke, but yeah.
Okay. And then the grand finale. Wedding dress shopping. Which I always like shout from the rooftops whenever I see her. That one woman who is the Watch What Happens Live like makeup artist or hairstylist who is Lindsay's close friend.
Yeah, is she also like friends with Teresa?
I don't know. I know Teresa is like a different person, I think.
But like, yeah, but there are also people she met through Watch What Happens Live, and they're also always around.
Okay.
I need to really zone in on all the glam people. Because I know I have my favorites glam by Pam, obviously.
I mean, she's probably holding an orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very foreboding, the conversations had at the end of the dress shopping with Danielle and Lindsay.
Yeah. I recently rewatched Luann's dress fitting.
I'm getting married.
And at least like we saw Luann get married on the show and then everything went to hell later.
So you're actually like, you're giving reverse advice of Paige to Sorbo. You're like, no, it's better to get married and then get divorced 2 months later.
Well, no. Knowing what we know now about what happened with Luann, it just was a longer timeline. And her life got like a lot worse.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It just was like both of them were like such giddy, I'm a bride now. Yeah, and like that type of thing.
Well, I mean, I would imagine most brides are.
It does make me sad.
Yeah. Mid-season trailer came out around the same time as the Dubai trailer. And am I dreaming that?
I think a few days earlier,
It's hard these days.
Yeah.
They all blend together. The Summerhouse one, though, man, gave me chills. Made you tear up.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, when Jesse Solomon was talking about getting a...
Scare
from his doctor. And then we saw Wes, like, hug him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just see... Like, it's so interesting seeing, like, both Wes and Jesse have, like... maternal figures decide to join the show with them and do scenes with them.
I love scene partners.
Mothers?
I love mothers. I love buddy mobs. Okay. Everyone's really bringing something except friend of Gabby.
Yeah. Gabby appeared, reemerged finally on this episode.
Yeah. At the dress shopping. But really like... It's really like Lindsay and Danielle's conversation.
Yeah, but like Gabby is in the cast photo, right?
She is in the cast photo. It is just a little shocking that we landed here. Because I would have thought after Winterhouse filmed, and we saw Sam perform the way she did, I would have said, like, that's star quality.
Sure.
No, I'm glad we didn't have her because we'd be so out of whack in terms of, like, they broke up because of what happened on Winter House and, like, the way it played out as it was airing. Like, that would be annoying to live through right now. But, like, Sam gave star quality while on Winter House.
I wonder if we potentially will get stuff from Gabby about her maybe being insecure about Danielle and Lindsay becoming close again, because Gabby was Lindsay's rock during that Danielle fight.
I would venture to say, I don't think like Danielle and Lindsay are like back to where they were.
Sure. But I mean, they're closer at least during the filming of the show than they were last season.
And I implore you to watch After House. after house, after after show. Yeah. because Gabby is giving Soldier in her pairing with Lindsay.
Right. I can gather that, which is why I'm thinking that my fanfic is like she could get insecure about I'm the number one soldier and
this is the lieutenant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What a great show.
Dan loves being with his friends.
I love my friends.
Okay, so we've got a little freaky and a queenie to name.
We have a freaky and a queenie.
So our freak of the week is... Well,
this is really... especially in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, and it's actually I'm the freak of the week. Because I think that BravoCon being in Vegas was really well received. It was really well done.
Yeah.
And I was the only person who just I don't like Vegas.
Yeah.
So they announced this week that BravoCon is actually skipping 2024, which I think is a great idea. Because just like content-wise, we need new moments, we need new players in there. And they're coming back November 2025.
Yeah.
Also, folks were saying NBC has the Olympics going on. We've got the election going on. So there's just a lot of programming and work they have to do.
That makes sense. I was going to say, by the time it rolls along, not much new has happened since last BravoCon.
Exactly.
Because nothing's airing.
Yeah.
Like, I think shows will start to come back once, like, the fall rolls along.
Yeah, and I think that's why they're smart, because, like, once the shows start coming back, or at least, like, filming or being in the middle of filming, we run into the problems of them hashing out too much at BravoCon.
Yeah.
So that's something they're going to have to think about
a
lot. I will say, I would love if they would move BravoCon around to different cities.
I know. That's, yeah. So, like, them returning to Vegas was our personally freakish decision for you because you're not a Vegas boy.
Yeah. Though, I mean, prove me wrong.
Well, at least you get, like, a breather.
Yeah.
Before you return.
Maybe I'll get to go to Vegas with, like, friends one day and not just alone.
Brendan's just, like, wandering.
Wandering the strip.
The dry strip.
Waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, walking through a smoky, like, casino to try to find some breakfast.
Oh my God. Okay.
Listening to Alice and Roman, probably.
Probably.
So then, who is our queen, Dan?
Our queen. Oh my God. So, new Rihanna interview dropped. Don't get too excited. Not an album. Okay. So, this is with Mel Ottenberg for Interview Magazine. Rihanna had some Bravo opinions.
First about Monica and then about Kyle and Numo.
Yeah, so let me read some of it. I don't get to watch a lot of TV anymore, but Housewives is always my priority. Wait, pause. I don't get to watch a lot of TV anymore. I would think you would have more time now than ever to watch TV.
Exactly.
Like, you were keeping up with Summer House in the thick of your celebrity.
I know.
Okay, but anyway. She says, before addressing whether or not Monica Garcia should have returned to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, she says, I mean, if Tom Sandoval can come back, Monica should definitely be able to come back. And then she said, Kyle Richards and country singer Morgan Wade, does Rihanna think they're dating? I mean, duh. Listen, I love Kyle. It's weird commenting on her relationship because I don't know the facts. I just feel like she was able to reobserve her marriage through a new lens. For once, someone else made her feel valued, made her feel like she was cute and quirky and fun and all the great things that maybe were taken for granted before. And that's why I believe that there's something with Morgan, because sometimes it takes that for you to fight for what you deserve. There was one other moment where I guess like, maybe Mel said like, oh, like you're like attacking me. And then Rihanna was like, oh, like, what is this? Like a Garcelle and Dorit thing.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, my God. That's like, that's actually a very precise thing to pick up that like would not be top of mind.
Right.
You know?
And is Mel staff writer editor at
I don't know.
Interview? Yeah. I think. Yeah. Editor in chief of Interview Magazine.
Yes.
That's so interesting. Also, like, I used to buy Interview Magazine all the time in college.
Oh. Because
I loved the premise, which was celebrities interviewing celebrities.
Okay.
And I feel like, I mean, obviously, I love an editor-in-chief doing an interview. Yeah, but
sure.
I would have loved to have Kyle Richards interview Rihanna.
Well, we wouldn't have gotten the Kyle Richards quote that we got here.
We might have.
We might have. Telling her to her face. Yeah. Wow. Okay. What a week. Head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. We have a meaty pre-show.
Yeah. We still have merch on comethroughqueen.com, and it is our 8-year anniversary, So it would be the perfect time for you to buy
yourself a present.
Classic merch.
And it's a present to us to celebrate 8 years. Wow. Okay. Links to social, blah, 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 blah. And like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.